I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5. Or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit Starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you guys enjoyed a full Wednesday of baseball action. I'm here to recap the news and notes from the day, get you ready for a small Thursday slate of baseball. So let's get cracking on the news and notes here. Jose Abreu of the Houston Astros will spend a few more days in Florida before reporting to AAA this Friday. There's a chance Abreu returns to the Astros this weekend or early next week. It'll be interesting to see who gets sent down, as John Singleton is producing and has no more options left. So it seems like Joey Oprofito could be the odd man out this time around. Albert Alzolay, the Chicago Cubs, had a second opinion on his forearm strain. He'll be shut down for 2 weeks and be reevaluated once again after that. Surgery is not off the table, but the Cubs are taking things slowly to avoid surgery. Brandon Hughes of the Arizona Diamondbacks was promoted on Wednesday to serve as the opener versus the Dodgers. Slade Ciccone was sent to AAA. Hughes has a 1.83 ERA with 15 strikeouts over 19 and two-thirds innings in AAA. Zach Neto of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim left Wednesday's game after making a throw to first base. He was diagnosed with elbow soreness. Neto's concern is he's had elbow issues before, but the training staff is not overly concerned at this point in time. Neto was heating up at the plate, so let's hope it's not a major injury. Kieran Paris shifted from second base to shortstop when Neto left the game. Luis Guillerme came in and played second base. Blake Snell of the Giants was activated off the IL on Wednesday, and Nick Avila was sent to AA. Avila could return quickly if Snell needs to leave to go on paternity leave. Snell was not sharp in his return, going 3 1/3 innings while allowing 4 earned runs, walking 4, and striking out 5. Eloy Jimenez of the Chicago White Sox was placed on the IL with a hamstring injury, and outfielder Zach Deloach was recalled from AAA. Deloach hit .263 with 2 home runs and 8 stolen bases at AAA this season. Xander Bogaerts of the San Diego Padres left Monday's game with a shoulder injury, which we obviously knew about. But on Wednesday, Bogaerts was placed on the IL with a fracture in his shoulder. Bogaerts will be out at least 2 months with his injury and hopes to return this season. No surgery will be necessary at this point in time. David Peralta was recalled from AAA to take Bogaerts' spot on the roster. Peralta was hitting .213 with two home runs and a stolen base at AAA. Austin Riley of the Atlanta Braves is out once again on Wednesday, making it 10 games in a row he's missed without going on the IL. That would be a 10-game IL sit. So there you go, folks. Riley did hit off a tee on Wednesday without any issues, so he's still day-to-day. Garrett Cooper of the Boston Red Sox was scratched from Wednesday's lineup with a right shoulder discomfort. The shoulder has been bothering Cooper for a few days and was bad enough to not play on Wednesday. Dominic Smith took Cooper's spot in the lineup and played first base. John Means of the Baltimore Orioles struggled through his start on Wednesday, and after the game, the Orioles said he is dealing with elbow discomfort. Means will undergo further testing, and we are all hoping for the best after Means has been battling injuries to his elbow, recently surgically repaired elbow in recent years. Josh Lowe, the Tampa Bay Rays, left Wednesday's game with a right side strain. Lowe was on the IL with an oblique injury earlier this year, so this does not seem good. Lowe will undergo an MRI on Thursday and with hopes of not returning to the IL, but it feels like that's coming. Johnny DeLuca entered the game for Lowe in center field. A.J. Smith-Shawver of the Atlanta Braves will get the call on Thursday to make the start for the Braves. Smith-Shawver has a 6.10 ERA over 8 starts at AAA this year, with 35 strikeouts over 31 innings pitched. People have been wanting Shawver for a while to get called up as other guys have gotten the chance. We'll see how this one goes. Ben Brown of the Cubs will get the spot start on Thursday, at least as an opener. We'll see where it goes from there. To fill Kyle Hendricks' spot in the rotation as Kyle Hendricks has moved to the bullpen. Brown has a 3.57 ERA and a 3.60 XFIP on the season with 39 strikeouts and 35 in the third innings pitched. The Mariners and Orioles made a trade on Wednesday. The Mariners got Mike Bauman, reliever, who was DFA'd by the Orioles recently, and minor league catcher Michael Perez in the deal. Bauman has a 3.44 ERA and a 4.65 XFIP over 18 and a third innings with 16 strikeouts this year out of the bullpen for the Orioles. The Orioles, in return, received catcher Blake Hunt, is a minor league catcher, who's playing really well in AAA. He's hitting .293 with 4 home runs and a .905 OPS. Evan Phillips of the Los Angeles Dodgers will throw a live bullpen on Thursday at High A Rancho Cucamonga. If all goes well, he'll start his rehab assignment on Sunday. The Dodgers previously said Phillips would need 2 to 3 rehab outings before returning to the team. All right, before we look at the highlights from Wednesday and a peek ahead at Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5. Or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit Starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchikin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hitting highlights from Wednesday, Nolan Gorman. He's heating up in a big way, folks. Gorman went 2 for 2 with a double, a homer, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk, as that was the continuation of the game from Tuesday. Over at Gorman's last 11 games, he's hitting .367 with 4 home runs, 10 runs scored, 10 RBIs, and a stolen base. Matt Chapman went deep on Wednesday. Chapman went 1 for 3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and 2 walks. Big game for Chappie. Chapman's currently riding a 5-game hitting streak for the Giants, where he's hitting .611 with 2 home runs, 10 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. For those that have been down on Chapman and probably benched him, this is going to sting. Jaime Candelario of the Reds went 2-for-4 with a home run, 2-run score, and an RBI on Wednesday. In the month of May, Candelario's hitting .269 with 2 homers, 6 runs, and 9 RBIs. You'd probably still want more from the Candyman, but the way his April went, you'll take this increased production in May. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Jesus Luzardo, filthy. 8 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, and 4 Ks versus the Brewers. Luzardo had 18 whiffs and a 37% CSW on 100 pitches. Luzardo's made 3 starts since coming off the IL, and he's thrown 19 and 2/3 innings with 2 earned runs, 1 walk, and 19 strikeouts. That's the ace that people drafted this preseason. Tyler Anderson of the Angels, 8 innings, 1 earned, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts at the Houston Astros. Anderson had 12 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 95 pitches. He's made 10 starts so far this season for the Angels, and Anderson has a 2.52 ERA, a 4.87 xFIP, with 44 strikeouts and 64 and a third innings pitched. Crazy stuff there. We mentioned Cal Quantrill yesterday and his month of May for the Rockies. Put Austin Gomber on the list as well. Gomber went into Oakland, 8 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Pretty good stuff there from Gomber, who had 12 whiffs and a 39% CSW on 90 pitches. In Gomber's 4 May starts, he's thrown 26 and 2/3 innings, only allowing 2 earned runs with 6 walks and 19 strikeouts. Maybe it's time to look into rostering some Rockies pitchers. Knock on wood that actually meant a good thing. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Ryan Helsley picked up his 15th save of the year versus the Orioles. Johan Duran picked up his 4th save of the year versus the Nats. Cade Smith picked up his 1st save of the year versus the Mets. Ryan Fernandez of the Cardinals picked up his 1st save of the year versus Baltimore in Game 2 of their action today. Luis Garcia picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Angels versus the Houston Astros as Carlos Estevez was getting the day off. And Tanner Scott picked up his 6th save of the year for the Marlins against the Milwaukee Brewers. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick peek at Thursday on the diamond. Small day of action. You have on DFS-wise, you have a 6-game main slate, but it starts at 12:35 p.m. Eastern time. It's a lot of day action. There's 2 evening games, so 8 games for you on Thursday. Some DFS targets for you. Luis Eel versus Seattle. Paul Skenes taking on the Giants. That should be a very popular pick. And if you need some value pitching on the slate, Joey Estes versus Colorado. Some bats I'm looking forward to is Oakland versus Ryan Feltner. Cincinnati versus Matt Waldron, which is one of my favorite spots. And the Philadelphia Phillies versus Andrew Heaney. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday. Paul Skenes back on the bump. He's been just an electric factory in his first 2 outings, as expected. Now against the Giants and against Mason Black, who I think Black's very good. Results have not been there yet. They don't let him go deep into games. It's kind of not great for fantasy. But I think there's a bright future for Mason Black, but Skenes should dominate that game. Another good one on the docket in the Bronx, Luis Castillo versus Luis Eel. 2 really, really good pitchers in this one, so it'll probably be 9-8, but looking forward to that one. In Wrigley, we get A.J. Smith-Shawver making the spot start against Ben Brown. So 2 young arms, high expectations throughout the minors. We'll see how things go on Thursday. And last but not least, one of your evening games, Kevin Gausman, who's just been a roller coaster of emotions if you're rostering him in fantasy, taking on Jack Flaherty, who's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. If you listen to the recent Bubba and the Bloom pod, we talked about 3 types of strikes, and Flaherty is one of the best pitchers across all 3 categories. It's pretty amazing to see from Jack Flaherty. But all right, folks, that'll wrap up another episode of the First Pitch podcast. Before we head on out of here, go check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. Become a member. You will not regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you cool new tools like PLV Plus. Gets you the weekend podcast for your fab pickups and pitching by Nick Pollock himself. It gets you the projections and so much more at pitcherlist.com if you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. So go check it out. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday's short slate of action and get you ready for a big Friday as usual. But for now, this is your First Pitch podcast, Thursday, May 23rd edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com, CP43926 7V1.